When I was at school, maybe about 16 or 17 years of age, we had something called careers advice. It was the stupidest bullshit I have ever experienced, and my experience in stupid bullshit is class-leading. We were essentially told that the secret to success was to be what was wanted. In my case, this was a direct instruction to lie. I quickly found myself explaining in imaginary selection interviews with companies I never wanted to work for how I was good in a team. I'm the worst member of a team anyone can imagine. I hate teams. Teams are snakes' nests. Teams are just people trying to cut your throat, stamp on your head as they apply for the next rung on the ladder to the top of the shit pile. I think I've been clear enough about my attitude to work and advice about how to do it. I know it reflects badly on me, but what do you expect from someone who is absolutely not a team player? I am at my best when I can work alone and I am not expected to pretend I give a rat's ass about someone else's opinion. Before you get the wrong impression and think I am some kind of unhappy loser who sits on a bench shouting at pigeons, let me tell you about my work. I am a translator, freelance for 18 years. In those years, I have never had a period without work, not including a four-week run in the beginning, soon after I had signed to buy an apartment. That was just fate fucking with me. After that, I've been in constant employment. Translation is not the kind of thing to be done in a team. You cannot spend an hour talking earnestly about whether we should say chicken or hen. It's chicken. You have to do it and move on. Do it and move on. I had an email the other day from LinkedIn inviting me to congratulate W on an anniversary at his job. W was my best friend. He died 4 years ago. I had to tell LinkedIn. I had to do it and move on.